on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. On a beautiful Arizona weekend, you're in my house, Rosie, on the house. Here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. And boy, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, though, the area is packed with activities. And if you're looking for something to do with the kids, I couldn't encourage you enough to consider running out to the Ben Avery Shooting Facility in North Phoenix, out on I-17 and Carefree Highway. It's where the Arizona Fishing Game is their official office, and they've got the Outdoor Expo running all weekend, 9 to 4 today. I believe it's 9 to 3 tomorrow. And you can cast a line, let the kids get hooked on fishing. You can meet wildlife ambassadors, real wildlife that are there for you to look and see and observe. Engage with experts about Arizona's wildlife. Experience a variety of shooting sports in a safe, supervised, controlled environment, including some archery stuff. Lots of fun. Visit with more than 150 exhibitors and get out there and just have fun. That's at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility, where Arizona Game and Fish has their statewide main office, and that's running today and tomorrow. According to the Casa Grande Dispatch, the wildflower bloom will peak in the Picacho Peak area, Pinal County, this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So that would be another, which prompted me to reach out to Roger Naylor, our outdoor writing friend, and I told him, I said, Roger, there's another book in your future. He has Boots and Burgers,
mm-hmm.
which is out of print and sold out.
Oh, but out of print?
It's out of print. The only way you can get them right now is used. But he did mention to me, the printing press called him, and they are going to do a 2-volume, second edition, that's coming out in a while. But I said, Roger, you need to write. So that's Boots and Burgers. Great trailheads. You can take your boots that have nice burger locations somewhere close to the trail. I said, you need to write Petals and Pies. Because now he has a whole collection of the best pies to eat across Arizona. So, and he wrote an article for Arizona Central about the best places to see Arizona wildflowers this spring. So getting outdoors and enjoying it. We talked all last hour about getting outdoors into the backyard. Well, at the end of the show, jump in the car and make a run out to Ben Avery or down to Pinal County and take a look at the wildflower peak this weekend.
You know, something that I wish I'd have thought of when Tom was still in studio is, you know, we had a Rosie on the House mixer this week.
Yes.
At Dunright Window and Doors, their new showroom there on Thunderbird, just west of Tatum. And we just recently posted a blog on the unlocking your back door that they put together and all the new door styles that you have for your backyard, not just a sliding patio or French doors, but they've got bifolding doors. They call it accordion elegance. You know, they can slide up on the side. They've got the pivot doors, multi-sliders. And then with Tom's patio extensions that you don't – they can two posts outward that back to the house. I mean, you could extend your home and your patio and not have any posts or support in a huge area.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of – space that would provide, how much bigger make your home feel without having to, do any structural. I mean, some of these doors, you might need to, do a little bit of structure depending on the size of your existing opening.
It's how high you want to go.
And how high.
It's how high do you want to go with that door.
But, you know, just one wall of your home and these patio extensions outside, you could go to town.
Yeah, I was very impressed with some of those doors that Sal has actually engineered himself. That's pretty cool. And then he took me in the back room and showed me a tool he's creating that's going to make window replacement I mean, it will change the industry if he can perfect this tool. So
very cool.
You know, for a mason, he's really Sal Sicato at Dunright Doors and Windows, a Rosie certified, that hosted our Rosie Mixer, where all of our Rosie certified partners come and get together. And one of the things they come and get together about is just get updated on what's going on around the state with contractors and homeowners and what the trends are and how the business is going. And the other thing we do is we talk about, and I want to express a little bit of gratitude to all you listeners. We're building a Rosie on the House Habitat for Humanity home. Jennifer and I are actually going to be at the Habitat banquet tonight. And the way that home is going to get built is we're going to ask you loyal listeners to, when you file your Arizona state income tax this year, pick the option of redirecting the money you already owe to the state in income tax to the charitable contribution. You will get a $1 for $1 tax credit on your tax liability, and you'll be able to redirect your tax, your income tax, to Habitat for Humanity, HabitatCAZ.org. And when you get to the donation, just do the designation pull down, the Rosie on the House build. And we're going to build one whole house with you, the listeners, and the partners at Rosie on the House. With that, I want to jump to the phone. We've got somebody that's on hold already. If you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U, Rosie for you. And that's what we are. Let's bring Mark into the conversation. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for picking up my call.
You bet.
I got a question. I've got a house that here in Phoenix. It was built in 68. I bought it about 5 years ago, and I was having some draining problems in my kitchen, and there's the drain in my kitchen runs kind of underneath the middle of my house and then out to the front to drain out, and I had a plumber come out, and they said, "Hey, you got a belly in there," which my understanding is a sag in the pipe. And for something like that, where it's in my house, it would be a major endeavor to tear up wood flooring and probably the concrete. And my two questions are, number one, are you familiar with I've done some research, the process of maybe pushing in a lining and if that's effective, and what I'm looking at cost-wise, if I can't do that lining and it has to be torn up, and any other thoughts you have on it, I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
All right, Mark. I may need to go into the next segment to cover all the information that you're looking for, because you're looking and considering a lot of things. One of the things in particular that raises an alert to me is the plumber telling you have a belly in your drain and that there's a low spot there that's not draining adequately. Well, the fact that it's been there as long as it has been, we assume it's been there from the day it was installed, it must not be a very big one. So then I'm going to talk. We're going to go on a little break right now, but I want you just to, you can either hang on or just listen to the radio. If you got another question or two, just hang on. But when we get back from this little break, I'm going to talk about all the pros and the cons of saw cutting the floor through your existing finished floor product and replacing the pipe, as opposed to running in the new epoxy liners, because that industry has come a long ways just in the last 4 or 5 years. But I'll give you a hint. You're going to be disappointed in one thing. The cost for saw cutting and ripping everything up isn't much different than lining the pipe, but you live with a lot less intrusion in your home.
Welcome aboard.
Introducing our newest trusted Rosie Certified Partner to the award-winning Rosie on the House Certified Partner Network.
Joining us in studio right now, we have Russ Byers of ACP Painting, a new partner to Rosie on the House. And not only is it the first time we've had a painter join the network in a number of years that was able to qualify through the pre-screening process, but y'all are in a expanded market as well.
Very blessed to be a part of the network. It was a long, grueling process, but I'm really happy that we made it in.
When I say expanded market, the first one from City of Maricopa in Pinal County.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a good location for us because, you know, right there between pretty much the entire Phoenix Valley and then Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence, and even to Tucson.
So how'd you find yourself in Maricopa?
The short version, real estate costs. My family and I, we moved down here from Las Vegas about 20 years ago. We were looking at homes in Chandler and Ahwatukee, and then a realtor friend said, hey, there's
a few miles down the road.
Yeah,
check
you
out
Maricopa. Yeah, exactly. You want to go a few miles down? You don't mind driving 20 minutes? And I said, look, we just drove here 5 hours. If you're going to save, you know, $50,000, let's drive. So it was one of those things where when we moved down here, I said, look, brother, we're starting fresh. You know, you've taught me everything I know, but when we get down there, I'd like to either partner up with you or I'm going to do my own thing. And said, let's partner up.
And the name, ACP, you know.
Yeah, no, so it's actually an acronym for our values, accountability, competent, and preservation. So the accountability is honoring our commitments, delivering them with integrity, ensuring that from the moment that a customer calls in and speaks with us, everything that's said, every promise that's made during that appointment is delivered upon all the way through production and warranty. The competent part is we're constantly striving for continual improvement, preservation, preserving the life balance of our team members, preserving the relationship with our customers and taking good care of them, and then preserving our community. So interior painting, of course, you know, interior painting is important in its own sense of, again, protecting the home from any kind of contaminants while you're working there, very meticulous with the masking and preparation and drywall repairs, texture matching, and that kind of stuff. And then exterior painting, also extremely important in preparation. We always want to leave a place cleaner than we found it. So, you know, taking great care to protect everything beforehand, including plants, walkways, light fixtures, all that. Patching stucco, patching wood, you know, using primers, making sure that you don't see patches, that textures blended well. And then we specialize in some things like metal painting. So people have view fences or railings, and we do electrostatic painting, which is pretty cool because it minimizes the overspray, so it's better for the environment. And then it also allows us to use a higher grade paint, like an oil-based finish or something, which lasts much longer on metal.
And you can find them under the painting category at rosieonthehouse.com, interior, exterior, cabinet painting, garage, floor coating, and all services you can find at ACP at in the painting category at rosieonthehouse.com. Welcome to the team.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Just before we went to break, we had Mark calling from Phoenix with a home built in the 60s. The drain line is experiencing some trouble not getting clogged up. And he asked the question, Rosie, should I saw cut right down the middle of my house, remove the concrete, remove all the finished flooring that's there, dig out the old sewer line and put in a new sewer line, backfill, compact, repour the concrete and put all new floor covering down? Or should I just look and consider about lining the inside of that drain line with what essentially is an epoxy balloon? And what the plumbers will do that do this work is they get on each end of your sewer line and they pull a rope through. Well, first thing they do is they jet it and they clean it out real good. And they film it and make sure there's no obstruction there that's going to impede this. And think of it as a balloon. So they put this balloon inside the sewer pipe. They seal off one end and they blow gas in the other. And it blows the balloon up to fill the space of the old sewer pipe. And then it dries. It's epoxy. So you've essentially now taken that old, rusty, cruddy, yucky, cast iron sewer pipe and turned it into something slick and smooth that everything slides down, follows the law of physics, gravity. It just goes downhill and goes away. Now, what I wanted to tell Mark is, and I mentioned it just before break, is it is much less invasive because you don't have to live with the inside of your house completely torn up. But it takes a trusted, experienced eye to take a look at that film to determine if that belly is going to keep this from working for you or not. And I want you to hear this, Mark, and I want all of the listeners to hear this. We have had all the companies that advertise that they do this submit or express a desire to join Rosie on the House. And we haven't found one that meets the customer service level of communication and satisfaction that we can give them our certification. And I'm not telling you they're bad people. I'm just telling you it's kind of a new industry. When you start it and you do it right and the word spreads, sometimes you grow faster than your skills to keep up with that are. And I'm feeling that's probably what happened. And the communication skills are what all these companies failed at. So, Mark, I'm going to tell you, there is one company in town that we are currently blind shopping who promotes they do this. And we're going to give you their name and number off air. We're going to want you to contact them and have them, and you won't be the first one that we've used to blind shop this company. And what I'm seeing, I really like. Let them come out. Don't mention Rosie on the house. You're secret shopping for us. And don't tell them a lot of anything other than the fact that, hey, I'm having trouble keeping my drain clean. Can you take a look at it and give me a recommendation? When they give you that recommendation, Mark, I'd appreciate if you'd call us back. And then I'd like to come out personally, meet you, take a look at their proposal, and analyze the video of the footage they're going to give you of filming that sewer line. And then we'll know what to do from there. So, Mark, I appreciate the call. I really do hope we can find a company that's mature enough to be able to perform this service, because it really is a great service. Now, it saves a ton of tearing up and living in a remodeled mess for weeks on end. I want to go back to last week. We don't do very many shows that get as much response as we got last week when we covered the solar industry. Part of the reason we got a lot of feedback is because a lot of solar companies were aggravated at me for trash-talking the industry. But I was here with Sun Valley Solar, Rosie Certified Solar Contractor, and we talked about the tax credits that are still available. And I've told you I've never wanted or considered myself an expert, but I'm a collector of information. And Matt down in Tucson, who is a solar consultant, reached out and said, hey, I need to get a hold of Rosie, because he had one little piece of information that might not have been right, that the 30% federal tax incentive for solar systems actually has an additional 10% incentive, bringing the incentive up to 40%. And we didn't talk about that last week. Well, the reason we didn't talk about that last week is that's for commercial installations only. And the commercial companies have to meet certain criteria. One of the criteria, Romy, is if you're going to get the 40% credit on a commercial application, all your panels have to be built in America.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. But it's because that only applies to commercial, we did not cover it here. But we will make notes in our printed material where we're covering that. Matt, I appreciate you reaching out to us. Like I say, I rely on the experts in the industry to feed us the information. I'm the keeper and the organizer of all the right information, so that that information becomes free to you, the Arizona homeowner, live on the radio every Saturday and always 24 hours a day at our website, rosieonthehouse.com.
Third segment of our open home hour here at the 10 o'clock hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. But it's also in this segment where we cover our weekly to-do, a maintenance item to take care of around your home, castle, or cabin every week, just to stay on top of it and not let them pile up. Easy to do one task a week instead of having to spend a whole weekend tackling 7, 8, 9, maybe 20. Maybe 25 different maintenance projects. And our topic this Saturday, if you're following along in our homeowner handbook, you know we're talking pool safety as the weather's starting to heat up and our water and our pools are heating up and swim season right around the corner.
That's right. You know, it's kind of our public service DIY of the year. It's just so very important, and it can be such a sad time of year too. Because of just school safety. But we've written a couple of great articles. This week's article is Water Safety Goes Beyond the Swimming Pool. Great tips in there. And we have another one on our website called The ABCs of Pool Safety. So I thought, you know what, there's really not a lot I could add to those, that we could add to those. But I was thinking about, you know, when we have a pool at our house, six kids, and now the grandkids come too, and there's a lot of people in the pool.
Those six were just ours. Seemed like I thought there were always 20 kids.
There kind of was. And so I was thinking about, you know, that when the kids were young, it was such a constant vigil to have a swimming pool in the backyard. We have a wrought iron fence around it, which is nice, and a self-locking gate, but it's just a constant vigil. You're always looking out there, always making sure it's closed, you know, and then when the kids are out there, you're out there. And when our kids were home, there was a campaign that was out called 2 Seconds is Too Long.
That's right.
And it was so very important to me because as a busy mom, you know, there's always something else I could be doing, multitasking, running, get this, do that. But that 2 seconds is too long kind of became my law, you know, and if I was tempted to do something and it was going to take more than 2 seconds, I didn't do it. So I was just very thankful for that accountability. And that is all because of Fulton Homes, and that was their campaign. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to reach out to them. So I have a wonderful lady. Her name is Rosaria Kane. She is the community resource spokesperson for Fulton Homes, and I've invited her to join us this morning. Good morning, Rosario.
Good morning.
I knew I was going to do that. Thanks for joining us. I know Saturdays are busy.
Well, you know what? They're easier than the rest of the week. Saturday's a great day.
This is true. Well, thank you. I wanted to just start by talking about the Fulton Homes campaign. Can you tell us kind of how that started and how long it's been going on?
Well, first of all, Fulton Homes can't take credit for the campaign, frankly. KTAR had it and sold us the first paid sponsorship ever, and we started partnering with them in 2000. But they had done it for years before then without any sponsor. Mm. And then someone came up with the idea of, well, how about business pitch in and do some good for the community? And that's when Fulton Homes was tapped, and we've done it for 24 years and ever since that time.
And TV personality Dave Munsey was always a big fan of promoting that
His thing was watch your kids around water, and that was also a great program. But 2 seconds is too long was first.
Well, it's just so concise. You know, we wrote these articles. They're long. They have a lot of details. But number one around the pool is supervision, and that really puts it in a little, very specific nutshell, 2 seconds.
It really does. You know what? They call drowning the silent killer. We lost 11 kids last year to childhood drowning. Well, yeah, 11 kids. I'm looking at the statistics right now. And they're all avoidable. 90% of child drownings happen in backyard pools, hot tubs and spas, but here mostly pools. We lost 5 kids to bathtubs, so it's not just pools. But the thing about drowning is it's quiet. You know, in movies, you think everybody's going to make a commotion when they're drowning. Help, help. But there's never a sound. They dip under the water and no one hears them. So even if you're at the pool and you turn away and your kids are in the water, it can still happen. And people might not notice because there might be activity, a party going on, a barbecue, a million things that can take our eyes off of kids. And that's also where that whole 2 seconds is too long comes from, because you can be right there and still miss it because it's so quiet.
I do remember counting heads over and over when all the kids were over, you know, with 6 kids, they all had their friends over. And one of the things that's on our article for today, to our listeners, it's on the homepage of rosieonthehouse.com. There's a picture graph, and it shows, you know, maybe 6 different colors of bathing suits and what they look like under the water. So blue in a very blue pool, a blue swimming suit, it's hard to see. And then there's another picture that shows the water agitated with that same blue suit, and the child gets dimmer and dimmer. So it shows you some colors that do work, like, you know, neon orange and yellows and greens, just things that would be easier to see and to count, you know, to keep track of the kids.
So
the supervision is number one. So there are also other steps in protecting children. And let's talk about barriers.
Yep, fencing it off. I mean, nothing can prevent kids from being ingenious enough to get over a fence. And that's why supervision, you talk about your diligence around the pool and the pool fence always being locked. Kids are ingenious little geniuses, truly. Mm-hmm. They can find toys to step on and get over the fence. And but at least the pool fence is something that stands between them and the pool. So a pool fence is a must. And they even have pool shields now. So some people don't want to have a fence or can't have a fence for whatever reason. They make these pool shields that you can secure when you're not at the pool, and they are kid-proof if they're secured properly.
That's like a pool cover?
Yes. Yeah. But it's a pretty sturdy thing, and you can take it on and off and roll it up when you're not using it. The key is to always keep it on, of course, when right. you're not using the pool.
The discipline to get that done.
Yeah.
I think another thing that people rely on is maybe floaty toys like the wings mm-hmm. or a floaty tube. The lifeguards say, you know, if it's something you blow up, it's probably not a life-saving device, right? So, I mean, they mm-hmm. can get holes in them, they can tip over or whatever. So anything mm-hmm. that blows up is not a great – that doesn't replace supervision. And also those little floaties on the arms, what do you call them, wings? Water wings. They give a false sense of security, especially on a young child. They may not realize and make the association, and they may, you know, jump in the water and not realize they don't have them on or whatever. So,
no, that's true. And you know, kids are out of sight less than 5 minutes, so it just does not take long. So it's pretty quick. And there's so much pressure on parents because every parent, and I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll have a million things going on. The phone will ring, someone will call their name, they'll be attending to other children. There's so many things that can take your attention off your child in a pool. And some of it, I think, is it's all avoidable, but at the same time, we're all human and we all have a million things going on. And then the other thing to think about too, these families that lose children, they're never the same, mm-hmm. ever. But then besides that, the families of near drownings have a very different experience, but also probably equally awful because sometimes these kids never regain consciousness or never are who they were mm-hmm. before the near drowning. So that's all. That's a statistic I couldn't even find. I was actually looking for that, but I couldn't come up with that number. But think of the kids that have near drownings and experience some organ or brain damage.
I mean, and there are support groups tragic. Also, you mentioned, for families, for help.
There's a drowning coalition that does a lot of good things, and they work with families that want to tell their story of and this is really hard, a child that drowned, mm-hmm. to prevent other families from having to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to them.
Rosario, we haven't met. My name's Rosie. But I've been doing this radio show for 37 years, mm-hmm. 2 and 3 hours every single Saturday. I don't know how many hundreds of hours that is, but there's only once I ever cried on air. And it was a 2 seconds is too long live broadcast on KTAR, mm-hmm. and parents who'd lost their children were in the studio with the, at the then, Phoenix Fire Department Chief Bob Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke
down. I remember
down.
Him.
I broke down. And Bob reached over, turned my microphone off, and turned his on and finished the interview. So I've always been appreciative of that. But it's a hard subject to talk about.
But it's worse not to because it's important. It's so important. So let's talk next about swim lessons, how important that is. Because
they're crucial. I mean, they're life skills. I mean, even kids, adults, everyone needs to know how to swim. And that could make a big difference in water safety. It's not it alone, but it's a big factor. And also CPR, in case an unfortunate accident does happen and you're there and you're able to, you know, lend a hand and save your child's life, also important. So there are a lot of things that we can do to make our odds better. one of the reasons why we've really supported KTAR in doing impactful messages like the 911 calls, which tear you up. I mean, they're hard to listen to. But nothing motivates people to do the right thing than fear. And we thought it was worth it to let people know how gruesome it is and feels, so that they pay more attention and they're more aware.
Well, Ms. Rosario, thank you, Rosario. I will get that right, Rosaria. Thank you so much for joining us. The one other thing that we talked about was CPR, and those classes are available for people. So those are some things to think about. You've got your supervision, your barriers, your swim lessons, CPR. And I wanted you to just mention to people, Fulton Homes actually gives away a fence a month. Is that right?
And they give away a fence a month. They also work with others on CPR lessons.
How would somebody find out the information?
Cover the basis.
How would somebody clue into that? And is that just on their website, or is there a place they can find information?
It is on the Fulton Homes website, it's actually on another station. That's why I'm hesitant.
Oh.
So I'm sorry. KTAR is the best, and started a program that resonated so much, other stations have joined in because the cause is so valuable, and KTAR deserves all the credit as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your Saturday and helping us just remind people that 2 seconds is too long, and we all need to be vigilant. Thank you so very much.
We talk a lot about the communication we receive at the office all week long, and I got one here I thought was pretty funny. It starts out, "Rosie, good morning. I will be moving to Thornton, Colorado in April. I'm a longtime listener of your program and have used vendors on the Rosie on the House webpage you've recommended. Do you know of anyone in the Colorado area that has a similar program or might be able to refer legitimate businesses for home repair work in that part of the state? Thank you for all your help over the years. It's been a delight listening to you and your team." Man. I can tell you, I don't know of anyone doing the radio program on home improvement in Arizona. And that's Jennifer's fault. Because I was living in Colorado, going to Colorado State University, and decided to come home for a short visit. Had I not met Jennifer on that short visit, I would have returned to Colorado and been a ski bum my entire life. So between meeting Jennifer and my dad saying something along the lines of, "I'm not going to continue paying out-of-state tuition for someone that never goes to class."
Bless your dad.
So, but between the, listen, I do not know. I do have a remodeling buddy in Littleton. I have a really good remodeling buddy up in Fort Collins. Two really good remodeling buddies in Boulder. I'll make sure you, as a courtesy and as a thank you for writing this nice note, I'll get you names in that area that I trust, and they don't run a service of providing referrals, but they'll get you started as a newcomer with people you can trust.
You went to Colorado State? I didn't know that.
I was a Ram, baby.
It was a wrecking Ram.
I was a Ram, baby. Oh, that's right.
He's a rugby dude.
Parmalee Hall, room 137. Oh. Man, oh, man. It was the first year. It was a co-ed dorm.
Got a great email from Cheryl. Said, "For the past 5 years, I've been treating the weeds myself, mixing up in a 2-gallon sprayer. Usually takes me 2 or 3 times. And finally got sick of that. Now, we've only had positive experience with Rosie Contractors, so we went to your list and found Scottsdale Weed last Wednesday. When I read this, it felt like there was a big butt coming on. I'm like, all right, what'd Ray do? But she said, he answered my text past 5 p.m. and said he'd squeeze me in on Thursday. He and his son Jacob arrived around lunchtime.
Very thorough, sprayed half an acre on the property, explained treatment recommendations to systematically eliminate the weeds and go from a weed killing application to a pre-emergent application, and is scheduled to come back out in September to get that process going. Also gave me a 2024 Rosie on the House homeowner handbook with the referral directory in the back. This is wonderful. We love it. Thank you. Thank you, Scottsdale Weed. Now, what we do when we get emails like that is we then send them back a link to the Guild Quality to complete a survey for Scottsdale Weed and Pest or whatever certified partner you're using, because we use a third party for all of our testimonials. That way there's a complete separation of church and state, and we can't control what the homeowners say. We can't, you know, use algorithms or manipulate feedback so that only positive feedback comes to the top. It's verified, so they're all real. None of them are fake. And that's how we manage our one of the ways we manage our quality control. And of the thousands of Guild Quality surveys that we have, the overall rating is still 98% for the entire network.
Go team. And I do know Ray is busy. He couldn't make the mixer. And you just have to hit him. One day I called him last week for one of our houses where we keep the horses. And he was there like the next day. And I texted him yesterday. I said, I need you over here. And he goes, oh, it'll be 10 days. So it just depends. Just be patient with him. But he does a great job. And you never have to pick a weed.
We had good rain. And the heat over the winter rain. Add a little bit of summer sun coming. That's a great combination for weeds.
All right, what are our quick takeaways? Quick takeaway, 9 o'clock hour is every house should have 14 stations of the beer. That's a quote from ASU Professor Cal Straub, taught to me by the architect of choice in Phoenix, Arizona, for me and Jennifer, Mr. Don Ryden. So every house should have 14 places of respite and refreshment.
And lots of shade to accommodate
that. That was the topic of the 9 o'clock hour, was creating that outdoor shade patio space for one of those 14 stations. If you got questions between now and next week, rosieonthehouse.com, or we answer our phone during the week as well. Same number you call in on Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And if you don't have your own Rosie on the House homeowner handbook, let us know where you'd like us to mail it. We'll drop it in the mail Monday.